Back ready for the second half kickoff at Mosaic Stadium. Riders have the lead 16-2. The report we're getting is that Zach Caleros will not return to this football game due to precautionary reasons. He took a hit to the head from Odell Willis late in the first quarter and finished the drive but has not returned since. Looking at the stat of the half for Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, Luke Mulliner, what do you like through the opening 30 minutes?
Stat of the half, 99 yards, and the reason why I say that is because this team is going to be along the ground for the majority of the rest of this game, and they should be. A successful running attack right now for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will really open up things for Brandon Bridge. If I'm the BC Lions, though, I'm continuing to do what they were doing at the end of the half, loading up the box, throwing seven or eight guys in there, playing man defense down low, so not even giving space to any receivers that are on the waggle or that are lined up on the line of scrimmage. We're expecting a defensive battle all the way through, Roddy.
99 yards rushing for the Riders at the break. That's the stat of the half for Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. Riders will receive the ball to open the second half and defend the north end zone in this third quarter. This is the second half kickoff for Colin O'Brien Manchop, the official clothier to the Rough Riders broadcast crew. Ty Long sends it sailing. Luchez Purifoy for the Riders on his 10. Outside the numbers, near side, over the 25, the 30 goes Chez. Over the 40, fumbled it, and the Lions appear to have jumped on it around the 43-yard line of Saskatchewan. There are penalty markers down. They're saying right now it's a BC ball. Let's see what the penalty is.
Saskatchewan number 27. That penalty's declined. Will be first down BC.
Wow. Turnover in the opening play of this second half.
You know, there are going to be people walking into their seats in Mosaic Stadium wondering why the BC Lions have the football and saying, hey, wait a second, I thought we got to start the game with it. Well, we did. And within 10 seconds, the Riders managed to give it right back to the orange and white.
What a fortuitous start for the BC Lions for this second half. They start from the Rider 44 on the near left hash. Four receivers right. Terrell Sutton is the back. Lule drops to pass on first down and puts it up for the streaking Brian Burnham, and he has it. 10-5. Touchdown! BC Brian Burnham on the opening play from 44 yards out.
Well, this is breakdown in coverage. They don't get the safety over the top. Luchez Purifoy has Brian Burnham man-on-man initially, and he doesn't want to give out the outside, so he keeps Burnham onto the inside, and no safety over the top equals touchdown for the BC Lions. And 31 seconds gone in this half, the BC Lions have proved they can score quickly against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Brian Burnham, the favorite target of BC quarterbacks this season. That's his ninth touchdown of the year. And the Lions are within eight with the point after to come. This game has swung big time since Zach Caleros went out of it. Riders sagging on special teams to open the second half with the fumble on the kick return. And now a defensive bust leads to a BC touchdown for Travis Lule. That is his 13th touchdown toss of the season. We're just awaiting for the official scorer's review to say that it was a good play. The command center review is for Nelson Motors and Equipment in Avonlea, Radville, Estevan, Redfors, and Oxbow. Call today, 868-5000. They say the play was good. It stands, and Ty Long is out for the PAT, and the complexion of this game has changed considerably. Fajardo, the holder, gets it down. Ty Long gets it off, and from 32 yards, he's out, and now the BC Lions are within a touchdown. It's 16-9, and the Lions will kick off again.
Chris Jones continues coaching. He's addressing guys coming off the field. Now he's getting into an argument with guys in the booth, so this is good. You got to continue the – you got to find some way to get the energy level back up, whether it's the coach or whether it's guys on the sideline. Right now, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have to get out of their own way. Just find a way to get some energy back into your feet. They're going to send Luchez Purifoy out there again with Cam Marshall. Let him redeem himself if he gets the ball. again, you eat a cookie the same way you eat elephant. It's bite, bite, bite. So they got to start here.
And they still have the lead. But Luchez, Purifoy, and Cam Marshall again deep for the Riders. They got to hang on to this thing as Ty Long will kick off for a second time already in this second half. Again, it's a 16-9 Riders lead. And it'll be Purifoy down at his 5, right between the hash. Off to his left at the 20, the 25, 30 goes Purifoy down the far sidelines, 35, 45, 50, midfield and out. The Lions sidelines, where are they going to call him out? Back at the Saskatchewan 52, but that is a 48-yard return by the 3-year veteran from the Florida Gators.
Yeah, Purifoy goes and redeems himself a little bit. He tried to get to the outside on his fumble, and this time he tries the other side to the outside and gets the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to start their drive on their 52.
Brandon Bridge at quarterback, the 4-year veteran from South Alabama. He's got Cam Marshall in his backfield. 5 receivers here for Bridge as the Lions blitz. That gives to Marshall inside midfield. BC 52 down to the 51-yard line. That'll be a 6, nearly 7-yard gain for Marshall on first down.
That's exactly what the doctor ordered. Again, they're having some luck against the interior and the edge on that left side of the BC Lions front. And I'll tell you what, the second and short opportunity here, there's no time better than to dial up number 84 here if you're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and you want to get some momentum on your side. We haven't seen Jordan Williams-Lambert yet. Maybe we'll see him soon.
Shaq Evans to the left side. Triple receivers to the wide right side. Pat Lavoie in the wing to the left. The tailback in the tandem is Cam Marshall. Second and 3, BC 51. Marshall takes the handoff again for first down yardage. 45 down to the 41-yard line. And a Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Authentic ingredients on a hand-tossed crust. Enjoy with great daily drink specials at either Regina location or 2 in Saskatoon. Join us for our Monday night watch party. By the way, first down Riders.
Right now they're downhill and they're taking advantage. Odell Willis and Sean Lemon are great pass rushers, but you got to question them when it comes against the run. And that time they sealed Odell Willis in the middle of the fray, and that's where Cam Marshall took advantage.
Again, 2 backs, 3 receivers, short side left, 1 wide right. First down Riders at the BC 41-yard line. Bridge stands, throws, and his pass is batted at the line of scrimmage. Odell Willis got a hand on it, the 10-year veteran from West Georgia. Second down.
You got Thad Coleman on the outside. Odell Willis isn't really pass rushing here. He's just sort of setting the edge of the defense for the BC Lions, and it's probably because he expects a run. Gets up in the air, bats Brandon Bridges' ball down, and now here's what we're all worried about in Rider Nation is second and 10 with number 16 in the QB.
Evans, Air Jordan, and Pat Lavoie to the left. Kyran Moore out wide to the right, and Katie Cannon on the passing down from the BC 41. The Lions blitz. Bridge throws over the middle and behind Pat Lavoie up the left seam. And it's third down, and the Riders are going to try a long field goal here.
And if you're Stephen McAdoo, this is a perfect call. Brandon Bridge actually stays in the pocket. He's comfy, but he just puts the ball too far behind Pat Lavoie, who can't make a 180 one-hander. And Brett Lowther's out here now with what's going to be, Rod, a 49-yarder.
Well, this is a drive that started at the Rider 52. It's stalling at the BC 41, but they got a chance here for some positive points. But this is a long one for Lowther, 49 yards. Bartel calls for it, gets it down. Lowther gets it off, and no good. No good, the kick from Brett Lowther, and it falls for no points. A rare miss from Lowther. He clanked the left upright, and it remains 16-9 Riders. We'll be right back. We're early in the second half. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, a rare missed field goal for Brett Lowther leaves this game tied 16-9, and now the BC Lions, who I'd suggest have the hot hand, will take over from their 25-yard line. We're brought to you by Capital Auto Mall, Young's Equipment, AGCO, Sastel, Marcus in New Holland, and McDougal Auctioneers.
This is where you need the leadership for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Things aren't going your way. You're at home. You're up 9. The team that you play against has all the momentum. Now the leaders need to set the tone. They need to keep the energy and the focus level there for a long haul of a football game. You've got 11:36 left in the third quarter, and you got to ball out.
Riders trail the turnover battle 2-1 after a pair of fumbles lost. Toby Antigua has a pick for the Rider D. BC Lions start out in a 5-receiver set, 3-by-2, left hash of their 25-yard line. Lions in white, Riders in green tonight. Lule drops the pass on first, pressured off the edge, and takes a sack back inside the 15-yard line. Toby Antigua is doing it all, and that's his second sack of the year.
Yeah, Toby Antigua slowly acts like he's going to drop into coverage where the BC Lions are used to seeing him, and then he changes at the last minute, sprints upfield, and Lule was not ready for him. Antigua comes down with his second or third sack of the year. I'm pretty sure that's only his second.
It is his second, and it's a loss of 10 for BC. Puts them in a bind, second and 20 from their 15-yard line, near left hash. Spread offense for Lule. Four down linemen for the Riders. They rush three. Lule stands, throws, and it is incomplete out at the 40. Ed Gainey popped the receiver, Anthony Parker, as the ball arrived, and it's third down.
Well, one of the things that coaches on the defensive side of the ball talk about is arriving with violence and intention, and that's exactly how Ed Gainey comes. This is a textbook hit, exactly the way the CFL wants to see these, helmet avoiding the other opponent or the other player's head, coming from a safety spot. Lule actually puts this on a dime, really. It's right in the middle of the zone coverage that they're in, but man, Ed Gainey separating Anthony Parker from the football. You love to see that.
And Anthony Parker is still down, requiring medical attention over on the far side of the field at the BC 40. So we have an injury break for Work Safe Saskatchewan, but the Riders are about to get the ball back here. Ty Long punting into the wind. The Rider returners stand at midfield, Shaq Evans and Kyran Moore.
Yeah, and you just said it, Rod. This is going to be a punt from their 15. You've got two dangerous returners back, so, and he's into the wind. You're going to get some great field position here to start out this drive for Brandon Bridge, who is handling himself well so far.
Going to take an injury break, a timeout on the field with 10:32 to go here in the third quarter. Riders up 16-9. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at Mosaic Stadium, the Lions punt team's on. Riders lead by 7. We're early in the third quarter. Let's go down to Michael Ball.
Hey, Rod, this is a night full of math. So right now it's 16-9 for the Riders. But in actuality, the Riders are up 20-9 because the BC Lions have to beat the Riders by 4 points to have a chance at finishing second place.
With the season series for sure. And I do believe Chris Jones has his eye on that stat as he coaches this game tonight.
He's got his eye on all of them.
Yeah, Kyran Moore and Shaq Evans are at midfield, awaiting this Ty Long punt. Clock running now, 10:20 to go in the third quarter. A Rider win today, and their chance at first is still alive, and now Ty Long's going to give up two and run out the back of the end zone. Out front of Chad Jeter. Should get a special teams tackle credit for that. So the Lions don't want to give the Riders the ball, at least not on a short field. They're going to kick off now, and that makes it 18-9 Riders.
And if I'm the BC Lions defense, I'm pissed right now. You got to trust your punt cover team to get down and cover the guys. But again, if I'm a defensive guy, I want to say, hey, coach, give us a shot. Let us go out and get a turnover. But I think Wally said, you know what, if they do get a decent return, they're in Lowther field goal range. The chances of him missing two in a row are slim to zero. So let's give them the safety.
Riders have led since their opening drive of the game. Brett Lowther hit on a 45-yard field goal. They have not trailed. They led 6-0 after the first quarter, 16-2 at the break. And it's now 18-9 as the Lions will be kicking off from their own 25-yard line. So things aren't horrible for the Rough Riders, but it's Brandon Bridges' game to win. Zach Calero's done for the night for precautionary reasons after a helmet-to-helmet hit from the Lions' Odell Willis late in the first quarter.
And you got to love Ballsy for dropping the knowledge on us and really putting this in soccer terms. Right now, the Riders are up 22-9 because of the point differential. That is a fact that we hadn't thought about.
Ty Long set to kick off here for BC. Back from their 25-yard line, and he sends it sailing, and this is going to be Luches Purifoy. Dropped it, picks it up, 20-yard line, 30, down the far numbers. 45, 40, 45, 50 goes. Purifoy spins midfield. Whoa, look at the legs from Purifoy out to the BC 53. What a return for the former BC Lion and Ottawa Red Black.
Yeah, this is an athletic return. This is two spin moves in a row for 40 yards, and for a guy who started his career with the BC Lions, he's sure trying to atone for that turnover that led to the quick touchdown to begin this third quarter.
40-yard return for Luches Purifoy. And the Riders will start in BC territory. Lions 53, far left hash. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Riders have the lead 18-9. We're brought to you by Friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery. Redhead Equipment, Quality Tire, Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR, and Young's Equipment. Two backs for the Riders, Marshall and Moore, starting far left hash of the BC 53. Cam Marshall takes the handoff inside, down to the 48, the 47-yard line. Nice running inside by Cam Marshall for seven.
Well, nice running inside, but the Riders right now have an advantage because they've got two fullbacks out there in Lavoie and Spencer Moore. And Lavoie, you're able to flex out. So you're not able to, if you're BC, to put in a total run-stopping defense. Otherwise, they're going to split Lavoie out and cause a mismatch in coverage.
Brandon Bridges checks the play on his wrist. He's got a glove on his left hand, but not his right throwing hand. Riders are second in a short four at the BC 47. Far left hash, Lavoie in the wing to the right. The tailbacks, Cam Marshall, in a three-pack to the short left side for Bridge. Lions blitz. It's a swing pass way out of the reach of Kyran Moore. And that will have Chris Jones upset. Those are the throws you got to make as Bridge claps his hands. He's mad at himself as he looks at the turf and jogs off.
Yeah, I'm not sure this would have gone for a first down because BC was expecting something short, as they should. But again, Brandon Bridges doesn't even give this play a chance. It seemed to come out of his hand weird. It was like when he connected the ball with his opposite glove hand, it just messed it all up. Either way, we're going to need Bartell with a good location kick here and pin the Lions down deep as possible.
18-9, the Riders lead this must-win game with 8:50 to go. In the third quarter, must win for the Riders if they want a chance at finishing first. Must win for BC if they want a chance at clinching second. Bartell unloads high, not that deep. Comes right down on the 10, far number. Shakir Ryan bringing it to this wide left side, but he's negative on the return. Yeah. Downed right on that 10-yard line. BC ball, when we come back, they trail by 9. You're listening to the Canadian Football League on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .831 remains in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us wherever you're accessing Rider Radio. 620 CKRM, the flagship, of course. 96.3 Cruise FM in Saskatoon. GX94 Yorkton. 900 CKBI Prince Albert. 1050 CJNB North Battleford. 102.3 CJNS FM in Meadow Lake. The CKRM app, the Rider app, wherever it is. Hope you're enjoying it. We got a barn burner, I'd say, on the go. 8:31 left, third quarter. Riders up 9, and the BC Lions backed up to their 10-yard line to start this drive as they come over the ball far right hash. 5 receiver package for Travis Lule. Terrell Sutton is the back. Lule barks out his cadence, sets him in motion, drops back to pass. He pumps, and he fumbles. The ball is out. It's free on the goal line. It's scooped by Zach Evans, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Riders. The scoop and score from Big Zach.
Well, guess who? It's Willie Jefferson removing the football from the quarterback's hands. And Zach Evans, who's having a great game thus far, is right there to pick up the fumble. They're going to review this.
Yeah, I'm not writing anything down. Yeah, I think it's a touchdown.
I do,
Luke.
Too. But just, you know, Willie Jefferson is, that you can't say enough about this guy. Here he's just beating the right guard clean. It didn't look like from the replay Lule had his hands going forward yet. It seemed that as soon as Willie Jefferson made contact with the ball, then Lule got his arm going. I'm never going to count on the CFL to make the right call from the booth, so we'll just leave it to them.
I'm now writing it down after I saw the replay three times, Luke. I'm with you. Willie Jefferson stripped it. Zach Evans scooped it on the goal line. None of the Lions' O-line knew where the ball was. The Rider defenders, who had their eyes north, were the only guys that saw, and it was an easy scoop for Zach Evans, who's smiling on the sidelines, the Regina kid, in his eighth CFL season from the Regina Thunder Juniors. There's the green flag. The score is good, and it's a little bit of relief here for the Riders.
We talked about now's the time that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to lean on their leadership. So far in the second half of the D, Ed Gainey, Willie Jefferson, Zach Evans. They're stepping up.
The one-point convert is good from Brett Lowther, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders go up in this game 25-9. What a fortuitous turn of events. That's their biggest lead of the night. Two touchdowns against the Lions offense that really, Luke, isn't threatening a ton despite all their talent.
Well, that's what we were saying earlier on as the half ended, the first half, is that, hey, it's not all doom and gloom. The BC Lions have to prove that they can move the ball, and so far they have not been able to do so.
So now the Riders will kick off. And by the way, the temperature dropped a couple degrees. It's 9 Celsius and clear here in Canada's football capital. But the wind is still up out of the northwest at 32 kilometers an hour. Riders defenders celebrating lustily on the sidelines here. Willie Jefferson's got to get some votes, I would think, for the most outstanding defensive player and maybe even most outstanding player for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders here in 2018 on a season that's been almost all defense for this club. As Lowther kicks off and Shakir Ryan will field it, the rookie from Northwestern State from the BC 10 over the 20, contacted by Jordan Reeves and downed around the 26-yard line for BC, as we see Travis Lule bring that offense back out for their biggest deficit of the night. Let's go down to Michael Ball for a Cooper Tire sideline report.
And you saw Zach Evans with that nice hug of Willie Jefferson. That's his second career touchdown, first ever as a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, and he'll never get an easier one.
No kidding. He scooped it up right on the goal line for BC and rolled over the line. Some late additions to the field for the Riders here. Willie Jefferson and Charleston Hughes late getting on. BC scrimmaging from their 27-yard line. On first down, the gives to Terrell Sutton, plowing his way through the hole up the middle to the 35-yard line, the 36, the 37, very close to a first down.
Yeah, personnel-wise, they just took a minute to get on here, and Charleston Hughes shoots the gap, the A-gap to the left side. Unfortunately, Tyrell Sutton took advantage of the space already. Second and short.
Yeah, second and inches. It was an 18-yard return, by the way, 67-yard kick. Lions second and inches from their 37. It's a swing pass to the wide right side. Ricky Collins Jr. has it, but he's down for a loss. Creston Butler, the veteran corner, all over it. Out of Clemson, and it's third down BC. They're going to have to punt it away.
Creston's had an up-and-down year. He's been on and off the roster, but again, he's one of these guys. His NFL experience really helps him out in these situations where a receiver's trying to block him. And he's almost unblockable on this attempted screen pass here. And as soon as the wide receiver catches the ball, he's on the ground. Great D.
6.5 to go here in the third quarter. The Riders are about to get the ball back. This punt's not great from Ty Long. Bounces at the Rider 45. Kyran Moore from his 40. Draws a no-yards flag. He's down on the 42-yard line. The Riders will get five more. And we'll see Brandon Bridge, Air Canada, and the Rider offense when we come back. They lead 25-9 late third quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Zach Evans getting some heat off for the Rough Riders in this game with his fumble return touchdown on the second last BC Lions series has given the Riders a 25-9 lead, and the Riders are going to be starting here from their 48-yard line. There was no yards on the return by Kyran Moore.
If I'm the BC Lions, I'm coming out of this five-man defensive front. I think that what they need to do is start maybe blitzing from the edges of their D-line, because that's where the Saskatchewan Rough Riders at the end of the day are starting to have a little bit more success, is impacting the line of scrimmage on the interior and then bouncing out to the edges.
Naaman Roosevelt on the field in the slot to the right. Now he motions to the left side with Pat Lavoie. Riders starting from their 48-yard line, and it's a handoff inside to Cam Marshall, and he's over midfield to the BC 54-53-yard line. Man, this is the third appearance of the year for Cam Marshall, and he looks sparkling tonight.
And again, this is what I'm talking about, is they need to start pressuring the edge if they really want to stop the Riders here. Odell Willis makes no effort against Pat Lavoie to get off a block, and that's what has Cam Marshall literally 1 yard away from a first down.
Lots of subs here. Short yardage for the Riders, and David Watford. Has Watford come in? They are second and less than a yard at the BC 53-yard line, and Watford's on the field, but it's Nick Marshall that's going to line up under center. He has 7 rushing touchdowns on the season already. Nick Marshall with a quarterback keep, and it looks like with the spot, he's got the necessary yardage for a Rider first down.
You know, every time I watch that formation out of the Riders, Rod, I just imagine the play where they don't run the QB sneak with that amount of talent out there. You got to think that the Riders are one day going to run something else other than a quarterback sneak off that formation. And you got to think that it's going to be in a crucial situation that surprises the opposition.
Fresh set of downs for the green at the BC 51-yard line, far left hash. Shaq Evans, Naaman Roosevelt, Pat Lavoie to the left side, Kyran Moore out wide to the right, and KD Cannon. And now we have time count violation on Brandon Bridge here as he stares at the turf. And
time count violation, Saskatchewan number 16, 5-yard penalty. It remains first down.
That's one of the things, Rod, that you know Coach Jones cannot stand, is not getting in and out of the huddle on time. It's one of his least favorite penalties.
Well, and not at this time of the year. For sure. If you're wondering where Zach Caleros is, he was knocked out of the game at the end of the first quarter by BC's Odell Willis, not returning tonight. It's first and 15, Saskatchewan now from their own 54. Four-man rush. Bridge steps up, looks downfield, wants to run. And he tried to hurdle a tackler. He gets to the 51-yard line. That looked very dangerous. He picked up 6. Bola Combo was the tackler for BC. Second and 9.
And this is what I talk about when you want to see Brandon Bridge make the next step. He's got to start learning, and this is a play here where he's leaping over. We got to remember early on in the season when he leapt over a guy at the goal line. What did he do? He fumbled. And you can't put possession at risk by making one of those plays.
5-yard gain for Bridge. Second and 10 at the BC 50. Drops straight back, looks downfield, pressured his Bridge. And now he'll go down at the 53-yard line. He was just swarmed as the BC sent everybody at him, and it'll be third down, and the Riders will have to punt.
Yeah, he had Kyran Moore coming across the field from left to right, but by the time he would have seen Kyran, he was under siege by the entire defensive front of the BC Lions, and they're fortunate to not have a turnover in this occasion, and now Bartel's going to have another opportunity to pin the BC Lions deep in their end.
Shakira Ryan and Anthony Parker are back for BC. Parker back on the field after being injured earlier on here in this third quarter. 3:24 to go in the third. Riders up 25-9 in this one as Jorgen Hughes is on that ball at the BC 54 for the deep snap. And here it is. Face mask level highest snap, and Bartel gets it away. Shakir Ryan at the BC 10, fielding it over the 15 to the 20, and down there, Sammy Guavin downfield, the three-year veteran from Texas Tech with the special teams tackle, limits the return to 10.
It's going to be interesting to see how the BC Lions approach this possession, Rod. They haven't had much luck, and the more the time ticks here, obviously, the more they're going to start to get antsy, and if they're not able to manufacture any points soon, they're going to be in full-out pass mode almost all of the fourth quarter.
Four receivers right, one left for Travis Lule. They trail this game 25-9. Sutton's the back on first down. Lule pumps, and then it's a draw to the tailback, and all over it's Chad Jeter off the edge, and it's a gain of a yard.
No candy, and once again, this three-man front yields results. Chad Jeter's looping around two slanting defensive linemen to his right, and Tyrell Sutton runs right into him.
Second down and 9 for BC from their 21. 2:09 to go third quarter. 5-R package, Sutton the back. Lule weighs him in motion. On the passing down, he drops straight back and looks right and guns it downfield and way over the head of the target, Anthony Parker, in the slot to the right. And the BC Lions go 2-0.
Yeah, and they're starting to have a little trouble in terms of their communication. Parker and Lule are just not on the same page. Parker's pulling up and trying to find some space in between the linebackers and the safety, and Lule's expecting them to continue down the numbers on a streak. And if he would have continued on the streak, they might have had a shot. Unfortunately, they didn't get it, and they're punting.
Kyran Moore and Shaq Evans stand back around the Rider 50-yard line as Ty Long gets away a high, deep hanger. Kyran Moore from inside his 40. Straight ahead, 45, 50. Midfield got tripped up before he gets to the BC 53. And he pounds the turf because he thought he had a lot more green out front of him before he was tripped up.
Yeah, if he doesn't get tripped up here by Mackey, he might still be running.
Well, there's been a lot of drive starts for the Riders in BC territory tonight, and this is another. If you want to talk about a field possession battle, Riders are winning it handily, up 25-9. And now they need to put a drive together with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Katie Cannon, Lavoie, and Moore to the left. Air Jordan and Shaq Evans to the short right side of the field. On first down, the gives to Marshall. Straight ahead, 49-yard line. Gain will be 4 for Cam Marshall.
You know, and one of the things I'm thinking about with Brandon Bridge here is when he starts making those really scrambly plays like the ones you saw last series, Rod, he opens himself to turnovers because it shows that he's starting to push a little bit. So hopefully they've got him back on even keel. They say, hey, slow down, just make the plays that are available. This is a second down opportunity that they could succeed in.
Second and 6 from the BC 49, under a minute to go here in this third quarter. Lions blitz. Bridge in trouble in the pocket again. Scrambles right and throws it away into the Saskatchewan sidelines. That's a good thing for Bridge. He didn't put the ball in jeopardy. The bad news is they're going to have to punt it away.
Well, this is the same adjustment that BC made against Edmonton in the second half of their last game. What they did is they started zone blitzing. And Brandon Bridge recognizes it, doesn't see anybody open, and thankfully makes the right decision, throws it out of bounds. And again, they'll get an opportunity to pin BC deep in their territory.
Bridge in this third quarter, 0-for-4 passing. And the Riders are punting here with a dozen seconds to go in the third quarter. Bartel boots it away. It is high, it is deep. Shakir Ryan just inbounds at the 5. over to the wide right side, or tried to get there, but he's down on the 11. Chad Jeter forced him into Kevin Francis, who gets the special teams tackle. And that's it for the third quarter. Through three from Mosaic Stadium on the Quality Tire scoreboard, it is the Saskatchewan Roughriders 25, the BC Lions 9. At Quality Tire, we know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Time to stretch in Regina. Fourth quarter coming up on the Co-operators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, back at Mosaic Stadium for the start of the fourth quarter. They've just announced the attendance here tonight. 30,091 in the house. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, thank you. For those in attendance.
Well, those in attendance have seen a great defensive stand by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders so far.
Travis Lule still in the game. One back set, that's Sutton. Five wide for the BC offense, starting far left hash of their 12-yard line. Lule sets him in motion, but hands off to Sutton inside. He'll get over the 15-yard line to the 16, four-yard gain for the veteran from Northwestern.
One of our keys was having success on first down if you're the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, and if we look at that key and apply it to the BC Lions, they have not had success at all on first down and have been in these throwing situations for most of the game.
As it is, second and six here. Far left hash of the BC 16-yard line. Lule drops straight back, pats the ball, delivers over the middle, and Gady the pick! And Gady on the return, 25-yard line, 20, 15, 10 goes Gady, 5 to the end zone, touchdown, and Gady with the pick 6.
When adversity hits, you rely on your leaders, and Gady has stepped up for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Well, if Regina's boring, it's not now. Capital Gaines, Ed Gainey on the return.
Party at his house.
A third interception of the year for Ed Gainey. Puts the Riders up 31-9, and Travis Lule is shaking his head on the sidelines. He doesn't know what happened.
This is the perfect way to send Wally out so far. They've got to continue this for another 14 minutes, obviously, but man, are the Saskatchewan Rough Riders playing well on defense. And again, off camera or off mic, Rod, you and I said, is it possible to hear Jonathan Jennings in for Travis Lule?
Well, I would be shocked if we don't now. And, you know, now there's action on that BC sideline, and it might just be Jennings trying to keep warm. But what do you got to lose at this point? It's nothing's happening for Lule at this point.
Yeah, and I don't imagine Jonathan Jennings is going to change anything, because the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are simply extracting this receiving core for the BC Lion from anything remotely close to being able to make a play. I mean, they've played this incredibly well, and Chris Jones has approached this game. One of the things we haven't seen at all, basically, Rod, so far is major pressure. They have not been pressuring. They have said, listen, we are going to commit to coverage and let our guys up front, if it's three or four guys, move them around the pocket. So far, it's worked.
Third interception of the season for Ed Gainey. He must love playing against the BC Lions. As you recall, he set a Rider record last year with four picks against BC here in that August game. Kickoff from Lowther, fielded by Shakir Ryan at the BC 15. He's over the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Goes Shakir Ryan, the rookie from Northwestern State, out to the 43. There's an injured Rider down at the 25-yard line.
And it looks like...
Is it Purifoy?
It's a 20. I don't know if it's Purifoy or...
He's not moving barely at all. He's on his back. He's wiggling his left knee. I think it's Luch.
And other than Luch, we're seeing Jonathan Jennings coming out here for the first time. And again, I think that if Jonathan Jennings is out here, the scheme stays the same. Rush three guys if they're in second and seven plus. Make sure nobody gets behind you. and don't let Jennings really move around in terms of like breaking contain.
28-yard kick return, by the way, for Shakir Ryan. So Jonathan Jennings comes into the game. He's in his fourth CFL season. We all know he had a tryout with the Rough Riders in that Bradenton mini camp in the spring of 2014. Riders didn't see enough to sign him, but the BC Lions did, and they thought he was going to be the future. He has not yet been able to deliver, but maybe he can spark them tonight. While they attend to Luchez Purifoy, we'll pause. 32-9, the Riders lead. We're just into the fourth quarter. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Oh. Back at Mosaic Stadium as Jonathan Jennings is ready to lead the BC Lions here, starting from their 43-yard line. The joint is jumping. It's loud. Rider Nation having a ball. Let's go down to Michael Ball quickly.
I think that was KD Cannon that was injured, guys, not Purifoy.
BC starting from their 43-yard line, far left hash, spread offense for Jennings. Drops, throws underneath, and he bounces it in front of the target in the short left side of the field. Anthony Parker, second down.
We did get a little bit of information there in terms of what Chris Jones thinks the strategy should be against Jennings, and right off the bat, first down, they threw some pressure in. There was a five-man pressure. Let's see here if they elect to send pressure or stay with the strategy they've had thus far.
Second and long now for BC. Far left hash of their 43. Jennings drops straight back, wants to throw a screen, and does. Sutton hauls it in, 45-yard line, 50, downed on the 51-yard line. Couple yards shy, the first down. Chad Jeter makes the tackle there. The rookie from Gardner-Webb looks like they'll be a yard shy of the first down, and I think Wally will keep the offense on.
They got a really friendly spot here. I think they should be at least 2 yards short. Wally's going to send out the big team. But that's okay for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The BC Lions aren't going to be able to live on draws and screens as this game goes on in this fourth quarter.
It has been a woeful offensive night for BC. They've had 4 2-and-outs, and they've turned the ball over 3 times. 2 of those have gone for defensive scores for Saskatchewan. So, yeah, not their night. Cody Fajardo here on 3rd and 1 yard from their 52. Takes it around the left end. He'll have it and a little more to the 54-yard line of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. He needed 1. He got about 3. First down, BC.
Yeah, and this time, Chris Graves, who's in as a tight end, is able to knock Willie Jefferson off the line of scrimmage, and that's where Cody Fajardo is heading, over to the left where Jefferson was. They'll switch up their personnel groupings and proceed.
They stay in 5R with Jennings back on the field. First down from the Rider 54. The give is to Sutton inside, 45-yard line. 40 wasn't accounted for. He gets all the way down to the 37-yard line. Big run of about 16 yards for Terrell Sutton.
Yeah, this time they're running a counter play with David Foucault and Jovan Olufoye to the left. It works out. And they're on the 32 of the Riders.
Yeah, they're on the ball in a hurry from the 37. Jennings pumps and goes downtown, wide open. Anthony Parker has it at the 5, down on the 4-yard line. The pump and go burns the Riders down to the 3 officially, first and goal.
Yeah, so they finally get Anthony Parker over top and underneath the safety. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to have to play goal line defense here from their 3. And BC is moving.
First and goal from the Rider 3 near right hash. 5 receivers for Jennings. He'll throw a swing pass to the wide left side. Ricky Collins breaks the tackle to Purifoy, still on his feet, and he's down to the goal line, the 1. Edom got him there. Collins didn't get in, second down.
Well, they could have lost a few yards, but Collins Jr. was able to elude the tackle of Luchez Purifoy, and now you got a Saskatchewan Rough Rider slow to get up. And it is Mike Edom.
Let's go down to Michael Ball.
Actually, that's Nick Marshall that's slow to get up. And over on the trainer's table, they had to retape the left ankle of Kevin Francis. He was hurt on the same play that Katie Cannon was injured on.
I'm going to disagree with Ballsy. It is Mike Edom. And he's still on the field.
There's a guy that could get some votes for most outstanding defensive player. I think this might be his finest season in the CFL, the six-year veteran from the U of C. There's an injury break on the field for WorkSafe Saskatchewan while they attend to Mike Edom. 10:24 remains in this game. The Riders are up 32-9. This is the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Well, something got ignited in that BC Lions offense when Jonathan Jennings showed up. And in the drive that started at their 43, they're down at the Rider 1 yard line, second and goal. And it looks like Cody Fajardo is going to run this short yarded situation for BC, far left hash of the Rider 1. What is this? They put
this look on tape before, two weeks ago. They ran the exact same formation.
They had 12 players lined up in the eye, and now they all come up to the line of scrimmage, or at least the linemen do, and it's a pitch left at Terrell Sutton, and he doesn't get in. Well, he carries the pile down to the goal line, but they say he didn't get in. Third down.
That's great job. That's great film work from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Weren't rattled at all, and they're going to look at this replay because it was very close.
I'd like to get a look at it, but they called the play dead at the one. Yep. And now it's third and goal. Rider players telling the fans in that South Pill Country end zone to get loud, and everybody in the stadium on their feet. Nine and a half to go. BC now third and goal from the one. The back Sutton, Fajardo under center. Quarterback keep, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, BC. Cody Fajardo with it. With 9:20 to go, BC's still alive. They trail 32-15.
I was going to say, you got to anticipate Fajardo going straight up the middle this time. He's put two edge rushes from that quarterback sneak position on film. And you knew eventually he was going to do exactly what Wally Buono wants him to do and go over the center. And that's what he does. And they're on the board. And they're going to kick for the points versus going for two.
Fourth quarter play-by-plays for Nutrien Ag Solutions, AgCo, Quality Tires, Seedmaster, G3 Canada, and Sask Lotteries. So Jonathan Jennings, Wally might be wondering what took himself so long to put Jennings into the game. Travis Lule, ineffective tonight, 9 of 18, a pick for 96 yards. Jennings mounts a touchdown drive in his opening series as Ty Long strokes it through. It's now 32-16 Riders. 9:03 is left. We'll be right back. You're listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .903 left here at Mosaic Stadium. If you can believe, this is the final regular season game for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The playoffs are next. They just don't know against whom or where. But a win tonight will help nail some things down. They'll at least have second place, maybe first. But first, they got to hold on to this lead. 32-16 with 9:03 left. And the Lions set up to kick off here following the Fajardo touchdown. And we'll see the Riders back on offense. Cam Marshall's been a star for the Riders tonight. 12 carries, 80 yards. Trey Mason gone due to injury. He had a touchdown earlier. We haven't seen him return. And Zach Caleros taken out of the game officially at halftime for precautionary reasons. Zach was 5 of 8 for 52 yards today. Engineered one touchdown drive tonight. Purifoy and Cam Marshall are deep here as the Lions kick off, and it's Purifoy over the 25, 30, bounces it outside left. Purifoy 40, 45, stiff arms his man. As BC's Winston Rose, the veteran corner, out to the 46-yard line. 32-yard return.
It's funny, the off returner, he went straight up the hole through the right, and Purifoy may have gotten some extra yards if he had followed his off returner. Instead, he goes to his left, and the Riders will start from the 46. If I'm the BC Lions and Mark Washington, I need to start selling out on this first down and throwing some blitzes at this front. If I know that the likelihood of a run is almost 90% at this point.
Five receivers for the Riders. Three to the short left side as they start from their 46-yard line. It's a draw. Cam Marshall into the second level, the third level. First down yardage and more down to the 48-yard line of the BC Lions. It's a 15-yard run, and that's a Famoso first down for Famoso Neapolitan Pizzeria. Every pizza hand tossed by our pizzaiolos. Dine in or get delivery with Skip the Dishes. Two locations in both Regina and Saskatoon. Catch us Monday night for our Monday night watch party. Come on down and catch New England at Buffalo. $10 pizzas, $4 drafts. First down Riders at the BC 48-yard line, far right hash. Two backs for Brandon Bridge that gives to Cam Marshall again. 45-40 goes Marshall, 35, down to the 34-yard line.
And it's just so... I can't tell you as a defensive lineman what this does to you when you're constantly getting gashed and you know the run's coming. It takes all the air out of your sails. And again, Mark Washington, I think he needs to just throw some run blitzes at these first downs. If I'm Saskatchewan, I'm not changing a darn thing with what I'm doing right now.
This drive has put Cam Marshall over 100. He's at 111. And two backs for Bridge here, three pack to the right side. First down from the BC 34. Swing pass to the right. That swerve down to the 25 to the 21-yard line. A 12-yard pickup and another first down as the Riders are having their way with the BC Lions defense.
This is execution at its finest with a revised playbook for offense plan B of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They are executing at a high level, and because the defensive front is on its heels with all this run, that's what opens up those passes that they just hit to swerve.
Air Jordan on the field in the slot to the right side. A balance set here on first down. Two backs for Brandon Bridge. Far right hash of the BC 21. That gives to Cam Marshall straight ahead down to the 20. That's all. A yard, about a yard and a half. Now we got some rough stuff after the whistle. Claudel Lewis being pulled out of a pile by officials. And Odell, of course, in there too.
Well, that's what happens when you're a defensive front that's getting gashed and beat down physically. You start getting chippy. And it's good to see the Saskatchewan Rough Riders pulling guys away from it, understanding that, hey, we don't need to get involved in any of this. Let's continue to pound these guys out and get Brett Lowther, if we have to kick a field goal.
Just a one-yard gain for Marshall, second and nine from the 20. Far right hash. Just under 6 minutes to go. Riders up 32-16. Here's Bridge from the gun. Drops the pass, pressured, unloads underneath. Caught by Lavoie at the 14-yard line. The 15. The gain will be six. It's third down.
Oh, and Lavoie. Best case scenario would have been Lavoie running a quick slant. He would have had a touchdown, but the play was designed for him to just run a quick little stop route on the hash. They connect, and they make the field goal attempt easier for Brett Lowther.
23 yards for Lowther.
But look at the time this drive took out. They just managed to take so much time off of that clock.
3.5 minutes officially. 23-yard attempt for Brett Lowther. The Truro Nova Scotia product. Gets his leg into it, and he's good from 23 yards out, and that puts the Riders up 35-16 with 5:12 to go. Let's see what Jonathan Jennings and the BC offense can answer with.
And again, you're seeing a BC Lion basically throw a punch. It's number 90, and they finally give him a penalty, but they should have given Devon Coleman a penalty as soon as he threw the punch. And now it may be against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I'm seeing some frustration out there. cooler heads must prevail. Saskatchewan here has to understand that they're just simply going to a different level.
Objectionable conduct. BC number 90. A 10-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff.
And thank goodness it's against Devon Coleman. But again, the Riders right now are simply going to a better spot. And from now on, this chippy stuff that the BC Lions are going to try to engage in, they can't get involved. Because again, BC is going to be fighting for playoff or their positioning. And the Riders are sitting there awaiting the result of Calgary and BC next week. It looks like there's still 5-12 to go.
I know where you're at. I'm thinking the same thing. That game next week in Vancouver is going to be huge again for both teams. Very similar to this one today. Calgary Stampeders at BC next week. That'll decide the fate of those three teams. But it looks like if the Riders can just pilot this thing on in, they'll get their 12th win of the season and put their feet up next week and watch. Brett Lowther kicking off from his 45-yard line. Shakir Ryan inside the BC 10 near numbers 15, 20, and down on the 23-yard line. The loss last night for Calgary and Winnipeg was so huge, 29-21. Congratulations to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, by the way, who clinched a playoff berth with the win, a team that you and I said deserves to be in the playoffs, and they are in the dance.
They really finished strong, and for a strong finish here for the green and white, one of the keys is don't get your eyes caught up in the backfield. If you see anything as a defensive back, you see any sort of looks to Jonathan Jennings to the halfbacks, don't bother coming out, because that's what they had success on last time. They faked some stuff through the backfield and managed to beat the secondary deep that had their eyes in the backfield.
Lions starting from their 23 near right hash. Jennings drops, looks downfield. Hit as he throws. The pass is caught up at the 35-yard line by Burnham. Going the wrong way. He was coming south with it, and they're going to call him down on the 31-yard line. So the gain is actually only 8. He caught it in first down territory.
Willie Jefferson's running a stunt from left to right. It takes him a while to get into the face of Jennings. He does get there, but not before Jennings had completed the pass.
Second and 2 from the 31. Looks like Jennings wants to go deep if he can. Here he gives to Sutton in short yardage. He's got a first down, it appears, to the 34-yard line with 4:10 to go. That's going to keep the clock running.
Yeah, and the Saskatchewan Roughriders are okay with them keeping the ball on the ground. And that's what I'm saying. If you're in the secondary, it's all about the big plays right now for BC. Don't worry about those little run plays. Let the linebackers and defensive linemen take those.
19-point deficit for BC, under 4 minutes to go. From their 34, the underneath pass is caught up at the 40 by Corey Watson to the 41-yard line, and it's a 7-yard gain.
Now, these are the situations Jennings has excelled in. Coming in for a struggling Lions team and just really letting it hang loose. Nothing to lose. Jennings is a lot better than starting quarterback Jennings.
Five wide for Jennings from the 41 on second down. Makes his read, sees nothing, pivots, rolls left. Now going to take off. Jennings down on the 43, and he's shy of the first down. He went head up with Sam McGuavin, who it looks like saved a first down, but it's very close.
And again, just a very friendly spot. His knee is down about 1.5 yards from the flag. Oh, they're going to correct it. No, they're not. They're going to give him a great spot. You're coming up. You got 13 seconds until the time stops for the 3-minute warning.
He's, I think, short by about a couple inches down there at the 43. Again, 3:13 remains in this one. Riders a 19-point lead. 3:13 away from looking at the playoffs. 3:13 away from clinching home field in the playoffs for the first time since 2013.
Wow.
Which is a while ago, as we all know. Lions now going for it. Fajardo comes in to quarterback it from the 43. He's got 2 inches to go. And
no, offside.
Looks, you're saying in a free first down. Yeah. They're giving him the first down yardage as it is.
Yeah, Cam Judge tries his best Troy Polamalu impression, coming over the top. It's just a little bit too early.
Catch one. 5-yard penalty. First down.
And that takes us to the Jiffy Lube 3-minute warning in this one with the Riders up 35-16. Get road trip ready. Visit JiffyLubeService.ca. We'll be right back on Rider Radio, Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at Mosaic Stadium, the final 2:57 remains. Some people headed to the exits, but a lot of people hanging in here, and I think they want to give their riders a big ovation for what will be a 12th victory of the season. That's one of their finest seasons in franchise history. And
either that or they want to try to hit Wally with a can of pill one last time. I was watching Wally's interviews, and he was talking about how at Mosaic Stadium he had to shield himself for Pilsner cans. And yeah, what a great night. Perfect way to send off one of the winningest coaches in the league with a spanking.
This fourth quarter is for A&W, Sunbelt Rentals and AGCO. BC Lions a first down from their 49. Jennings stands, throws short left side, and his receiver hadn't broke far sidelines. The target was Shaq Johnson. It's incomplete. Second down.
Yeah, and again, you got to stress, right now, if you're in the Saskatchewan Rough Riders secondary or even those linebackers who are going to be in coverage, don't worry if you see anything side to side in the backfield. All you're looking for is anything deep and maybe a draw.
Second and 10. One back set for BC. Five receivers from their 49. Jennings drops, hit as he throws, an incomplete pass. Falls on the rug around the 40-yard line. Riders brought the heat on him. And it is third down.
Yeah, Derek Moncrief adds to the outside. But it's Charleston Hughes doing the work from the interior that gets Jennings to put the ball on the turf. And now, surprisingly, BC is punting the football. If I'm Jarius Jackson, I'm going for it. I mean, I got to sell out. This is our positioning on the line.
2:40 to go, and the Lions are giving the ball up on third and 10. One returner deep for the Riders. It's Kyran Moore. He'll take it on the near left hash. 20, 25, 30. Swerve, 35, and he's tripped up last minute. Or else he was gone.
Edward Godin, backup defensive lineman for the BC Lions, saves a touchdown, or at least a big gain. And our stat guy, John, has pointed out that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have done a great job flipping field position with these BC Lion kicks. And now, I mean, you're looking at a team that physically has dominated up front. You have a high likelihood of them being able to run out this clock with 2:29 should the run game continue to be fruitful for them.
18-yard return for Kyran Moore. Brandon Bridge, is that Watford in the game, starting from the 39-yard line, and the gives to Cam Marshall inside. He's to the 44-yard line, so a 5-yard pickup, and now Bridge comes back in.
When you throw Watford in there, you obviously have the ability to run the ball. He's got 18 rushes for 93 yards, and he's made a couple big plays for the Riders, so they're trying to keep them on their toes still. Second and 5 for the Riders.
Keeps the clock running to 2:18, 2:17, draining down. Riders up 35-16, and their smiles all around on their sidelines here as Bridge signals them in motion. Air Jordan's the bomber to the left side of the formation. Second and 5 from the 44. Cam Marshall takes the handoff inside up to the 48, and this is going to bring up third down with 2 minutes left to go, even in the ball game. Third and a yard now.
This is a good job by Brandon Bridge, not pressing on these run-pass options. For a young quarterback, they may seem like a tasty option to keep one of these balls and try to get to the outside, but BC's still playing it well on the edges, so they continue to pound down the middle.
Riders are going to go for it on third down from their own 48.
Yeah, they've gotten no inclination from the BC Lions that they can stop him.
Nick Marshall's getting quarterback it here. He's under center. They empty the backfield. And Marshall wants to take it around the left end, and he's got the first down just over the 50, just across, but that's all he needed. And it's a fresh set of downs here with 1:43 left to go.
Well, the nice thing about Nick Marshall's run to the edge here on the left side is that once he did get through the block point and get that first down, he stopped running because he knew that the clock was his friend and he wanted to keep it running. So that was a good job by Nick Marshall understanding the situation.
Time whistled in and it's running down to 1:36 to go. That was a clutch first down. Shaq Evans and Pat LaVoie go to the right. Air Jordan, Kyran Moore, and Katie Cannon to the short left side. Bridge with the handoff to Cam Marshall, trying to find something off the right side. He's to midfield for a 5-yard pickup there. Good yardage on first down.
And just continued domination up front. Phillip Blake's pulling around. Number 4, Gary Peters, wants no part of the big left guard, and that's what gets Cam Marshall more yardage as the time ticks away. Just a physically dominating performance here from the green and white on the ground today.
Brennan Labatt leads him up to the line of scrimmage. It's the 55. 5 receivers here for Brandon Bridge. And he'll throw a screen to Swerve, wide right side, 50-yard line of BC, 45 to the 44. And that's the backbreaker with 49 seconds left to go.
And that play-action pass that turns into an eventual screen, it holds every single BC Lion that's in the tackle box. And that's what gives Swerve the opportunity to get out to the edge and run for a first down.
An 11-yard pickup for Kyran Moore, who should get some thought for offensive game star today. He's had a day. Cam Marshall, 2. 38 seconds and counting down left here. Riders at the BC 44, far right hash, and a twin tight end set. And the gives to Cam Marshall again. Straight ahead, 40-yard line, down to the 36 as the crowd now gets loud and taunts Wally with her favorite chant now with 26 seconds left to go. That was an 8-yard run.
And one of the things that this does is it puts whoever the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are going to play in these playoffs on notice that not only are you going to have to deal with an absolute hornet's nest when you come into Mosaic Stadium, you're going to have to deal with an offensive line that wants to physically pound you.
Second and 2, Bridge and shotgun from the BC 36. And now we've got some rough stuff. McLennan and Spencer Morgan got into it pre-snap. And they halt the play with 5 seconds left. But no flags thrown, by the way.
Chris Jones coaching to the very last minute. He's trying to get the referees to see something, and they just got a Gatorade shower because the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have clinched a home playoff game. The first, and as you said, Rod, since 2013.
7 seconds left on the play clock. Brandon Bridge takes a knee, gets it down to 4. The clock hits 0. Brandon Bridge in the victory formation pilots this team to the win, their 12th of the year. Chris Jones gets the Gatorade shower, and the Riders will be home in the playoffs. Your final score from Mosaic Stadium, Saskatchewan 36, BC 16. Let's go down to Michael Ball.
We're here with Zach Evans, who scored his second career touchdown, first as a Rough Rider. They'll never come easier than that.
No, that was a pretty easy one considering, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, this D-line, this whole defense, I mean, obviously, you've never played on a defense like this.
No, this defense is beyond anything I've ever played with. They're fast, they're smart, they're athletic. It's fun to play with them.
And how does it feel? You clinch a home playoff game, and you get a week to rest before the playoff.
Yeah, it's really nice right now. There's a couple guys banged up that we can get back in the next week or so and look to the playoffs now.
So you're smiling. That looks good. It's a good look on you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Back up to you guys.
Great game for Zach Evans, and the last time the Riders hosted a home playoff game, Zach played in it for the Riders back in 2013. Once again, your final, Saskatchewan 36, BC 16. We've got the fifth quarter coming up next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.